Michael Chiklis, best known for his starring role in The Shield, is back with a new drama on the streaming service CBS All Access. The show is called Coyote. NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says it isn't quite the show he hoped to see about the crisis at America's border with Mexico.
There's an emotional debate underway over how undocumented immigrants are treated at the border. So it's more than a little odd to see a major TV series about that region centered on a white, retired border guard victimized by a murderous Mexican drug cartel. I've always been a huge fan of Michael Chiklis' work since his turn as amoral anti-hero Vic Mackey on FX's long-ago police drama The Shield. So I took a look at Coyote, where Chiklis plays no-nonsense Border Patrol agent Ben Clemens. Walking to the car with his rookie partner, Clemens lays down the law after the young agent complained about a joke he made about racial profiling.
Our jurisdiction covers 100 miles inland of any border or coastline in America. Now, in that zone, Fourth Amendment protections do not apply, which means I can and will stop and search anybody that I suspect is breaking immigration laws, despite how you might feel about it.
But soon, Ben is retired and hanging out in Mexico, trying to help finish building a cabin owned by his former partner. Ben tries his hardline attitude with a woman he meets who gives food from her restaurant to people sneaking into the U.S. She hands him an education on the consequences of his willful ignorance.
We can't seem to stop fighting over the lines in the sand.
Well, those lines were put there for a reason.
If a young woman came to your door, hungry, looking for a job, not a handout, does she get to cross your line?
It's not my line. It was my job to make sure that my side of the line was as safe as possible.
Ben Clemens is an odd creation. Retiring after 32 years on the Border Patrol, he doesn't speak Spanish or even Spanglish. He's also clueless about how drug cartels control Mexican border towns, stumbling into a situation where a cartel leader, given to grandiose speeches, threatens his family.
It's a different type of machismo you have. It's not Latin, more Anglo.
The difference is
your daughter is fine if you play by the rules.
If you or anyone who works for you even sneezes near my family, I swear, I'll kill you.
There it is. Machismo, like a cowboy. You do as you're told. You tell no one. And I promise you, your family will be safe.
We're meant to learn the hopelessness of the border situation by watching Ben discover it. But shouldn't a border cop with 3 decades in the game already know some of this stuff? Like when a Mexican police officer, who seems like a decent guy, explains why he goes along with the cartel that rules his town.
Protect and serve. Isn't that what it says on your police cars del otro lado? In this country, it's protect and survive. I have a son in Tecate. I do my job. Make a difference where I can. But when someone threatens your family, you'll do anything to keep them alive, even if that means doing nothing.
Doesn't help that the show's supporting characters, a conflicted Mexican cop, a cartel thug too smart for the life, a cartel leader torn between his toxic dad and manipulative uncle, are way more interesting than bumbling Ben. Too many Latino characters here are criminals, corrupt, or sadly ineffective, victims or victimizers. This is a series that wants to be so much better than it is, but by building a ludicrous storyline around its least compelling character, Coyote misses a prime opportunity to say something substantive about the trouble at America's southern border. I'm Eric Deggans.